Proclamation number 0594 of September 24, 1938. Separation from the matter. Arrogance. Consciousness of weakness. It is of incalculable advantage if all inclination towards matter is stifled in the human being, if the spirit can free itself from it and thus take flight into infinity unhindered. The world holds the soul on earth with iron fetters, and only a strong will succeeds in loosening such fetters, and if now for the time of earthly existence all strength is lacking and man lets himself be driven without will by the storm of passion, the world's drive unleashes itself. Then the spirit will never be able to soar freely and rise above the earthly sphere, it will rather be held captive. Only the body with its desire for worldly fulfillment comes into its own, but the soul is poorly considered. It languishes and suffers unspeakably, unable to enfold and pursue its liberation from matter. At the threshold of death, the scales often fall from a person's eyes and he realizes the extent of his guilt, which entails unspeakable torment in the afterlife. The soul from God always remains the same in its essence, it has only fallen away from the path of knowledge. It has, as it were, fallen victim to arrogance and can only ascend again in the opposite way. Through the recognition of its weakness and the strong desire to be received again by God in love. This is most likely to be achieved on earth as a weak earthly creature, because the awareness of its weakness and inadequacy allows it to approach the Creator humbly and pleadingly. But if, instead, earthly existence again produces an arrogant being which does not want to humbly submit to its Creator, then the extremely difficult transformation of this soul must now be brought about in the beyond, and the suffering for the purpose of purification will therefore be far more painful there than on earth, and before such a soul is purged of all impurity, a very long time often passes and many a soul is spared great suffering until, if it allows itself to reach the state of maturity on earth. Amen.